Keep yourself. for you, baby. Sometimes when I try so hard to bear, but I'll do my best all the time. Do my best all the time. Sometimes when I smile, hey, I smile for you, baby. We'll be right back.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is Smash Beats Radio with Smooth and Blitz. We're coming at you in just a few minutes.
Give me reason.
go away.
Welcome to Smash Beats Radio. Here at radio.dominican.edu, I am Smooth, here with Blitz.
Hey, what's up?
On another edition of our show. So this week, we kind of thought we'd slow down the music and kind of focus it on R&B and soul.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to be hearing various songs, all different. Mine are better than hers, but that's just a side note that we won't talk about for now.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, let's get started.
I'm excited. This is going to be great. This is another one of my favorite genres. So country and soul, like.
I definitely got to agree with you. R&B and soul are like, they kind of go hand in hand, but they're definitely the better. This is what I think. If I don't go hip hop rap, I definitely go R&B and soul. I definitely have a softer side to me.
I feel like when it's like a rainy day outside and you're like driving, I feel like this is a good song to put on because it's like you're in a music video and like I really like it.
Yeah, definitely. I think for me, not only when I want to relax and just listen to good music, I also listen to this kind of when I have girl problems, sad to say, but yeah. Definitely helps me. It soothes the soul, which is why it's called soul.
Good slow dancing songs,
definitely.
Too.
Definitely.
Yeah, I like doing that.
And
slow dancing.
I'll be introducing an artist that always has these songs that I like to call them baby making music.
That's what I call it. I wasn't going to say that, but you went
okay.
ahead
I'll
and
say,
did that.
I'll say it. But definitely some baby making music going on here.
Yeah.
For me, at least. I don't know what you have in store for us.
Pretty much the same thing, because you said Miguel, and I have a Miguel song, too, so.
Yeah, definitely love Miguel. I got a couple stories about Miguel. You'll also be hearing some background on Miguel, as well as our other artists.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right, I think.
We're going to get started.
Definitely.
So, do you want to start us smooth?
Yeah. So, the first song I'll be doing is by the baby-making music man himself, Trey Songz. Everyone has heard of him, and I would even go as far as girls drool over him.
Yes, I do.
But the first song is actually an older song. Still great for me. It's called Can't Help But Wait.
That is a really great song.
Yeah.
That's a great one to start off with.
Thanks.
No problem.
This song, it's got a slower beat. When I first heard it, I was super attracted to the beat, and not going to lie, he has a good voice.
He can go so high.
Yeah, and he's just a very sexual guy. I kind of heard he was a kind of a man whore. I don't know if
really?
I'm allowed to say that on radio, but yeah, he likes to have sex. And
really?
Yeah.
Where'd you learn that, Smooth?
Well, I think I read it on the internet one time.
So they just posted on the headlines?
Well, not necessarily it was a headline, but, you know, just kind of researching.
I see.
He definitely, I mean, and also I've actually been to one of his concerts.
Mm-hmm.
I have an excuse for going to a concert. No, I didn't just go by myself.
Oh, okay. But, I was going to say that.
Yeah,
a little.
I'll explain that after the song. But yeah, girls drool over him.
Yeah, definitely.
It's really
I mean,
crazy.
Have you seen him?
No comment.
Come on. No homo?
No. No homo, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's actually really cool what he does, because I kind of thought he'd be kind of, like, very cocky about it, about him being mm-hmm. kind of the man and with all this kind of music, but he's actually pretty cool about it. Like, he took time during the concert and just kind of, like, singled people out, and, like, people were holding up signs, obviously. When you go to a concert, you make a sign. Hopefully
yeah.
he sees it.
Have you ever done that?
No. I haven't been to too many concerts, but the ones I have been to, I haven't done that. But definitely, he was taking time. Like, he was literally in the middle of his concert. He was playing all these songs, and then he just stopped, and he just kind of stepped back and just said, I think that this is the time of the concert where I'm going to appreciate my fans that are here. and he just kind of literally looked in out into the crowd. I don't know how he can see with all those lights, but he looked out into the crowd and just started reading people's signs and just kind of showing his love to all his fans.
That's so nice.
Yeah, and especially like he was pointing out some signs that were definitely far back, like because the venue was at Oracle Arena.
Oh wow, that's a big venue.
Yeah, and he was just like literally squinting his eyes, but like he had eagle eyes. He was looking pretty far out. And then yeah, he even brought out people to up to the stage. He picked one person and he kind of danced for her, which was, I mean, I thought it was pretty cool, but you know. Again, no homo, but yeah, it was pretty cool. Just the fact that someone of that stature can take a step back and really appreciate his fans like that.
Yeah, I know, that's pretty big. Great. Time. I really love when artists do that. It just makes them have a connection with their fans, and you know, everybody pays a lot of money to go to these Definitely. Concerts, and so for them to show that appreciation is just great.
Yeah. So, without further ado, I think I'm gonna go ahead and play the song. Can't Help But Wait, Trey Songz.
Can't help but wait till you see that with me. but wait. No, 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 no. Can't help but wait.
That was Can't Help But Wait by Trey Songz. I really like the beat. I think that's what initially attracted me to this song. The beat and just kind of the, you know, like, I don't know, when I hear this song, it kind of seems like it's raining. I don't know why. I picture like
he just
him
has this really amazing voice.
Yeah. Like he, I can, when I hear the song, I picture him in the rain singing. I don't know why, like the,
is that what the music video is?
I might be, I think so.
Oh, okay, well then that could be why.
But like the beat, it just kind of sounds like raindrops falling, you know, like doom 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 doom. I don't know, that was a really bad interpretation, but yeah,
that was good.
So some background on Trey Songz. Tremaine Alden Neverson, born November 28th 1984 in Petersburg, Virginia, is an American singer, songwriter, record producer, rapper, and actor. Although I've heard him rap in a couple of songs, and he's not that good of a rapper. He should really stick to R&B.
Yeah, because, I mean, he does have that super, like, lady-pleasing voice.
Yeah, and he's just, as a rapper, he's just not good. Like, his flow and his rhymes aren't good.
Yeah, I would definitely say stick to the singing.
And he's also an actor. He was in Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the most recent one that came out. I didn't have the chance of seeing it, but I heard he was like in it for like very short time, and he died. He died in the movie.
That's depressing.
So for all the girls who went to go see him, they just kind of were disappointed because he was in there, and then he just straight up died.
How sad.
Yeah, it's okay though. He still makes millions of dollars.
I know.
But anyway, his debut album, I Gotta Make It, was released in 2005. While his second album, Trey Day, was released in 2007, he released up to 5 albums. His third, Ready, was released in 2009. And his fourth studio album, Passion, Pain, and Pleasure, was released in September 14th, 2010. So the title of that definitely sounds baby making music to me.
Is he one of your favorite artists, or is he just...
At first, to be honest, when I think R&B, well, growing up, I never really listened to him, and I always kind of had that perception of, oh, he's like the girl. A girl's obsessed with him, so it's kind of weird for me to like him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, towards the end of years of my high school, and definitely last year, my freshman year of college, I got really obsessed with baby making music.
I'm sure and, you did.
Yeah, last year was when I really got into him. I started listening to him, and... yeah, it just kind of became, not obsessed, but, you know, I definitely listened to his music quite a bit. But, so I was saying, I went to his concert last year, actually, with my girlfriend. She bought us tickets for our 1 month. We went to go see him, Miguel. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, I actually remember that.
The venue, yeah, was at Oracle. It was actually, like, almost literally a year ago around this time. Like around Thanksgiving time, we went, and it was actually a really cool experience.
And now you guys have been together for a year. They just had their 1 year. Happy anniversary. Yes.
Thanks. But and at that time, Chapter 5, which was his fifth album, it was released August 21st of last year. And he was obviously, there was a tour, the Chapter 5 tour to promote that album.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to all the songs, and I wasn't, to be honest, because I was going for Miguel, because I'll explain the background on Miguel a little later when I introduce my song. But I wasn't really going for Trey Songz, and obviously my girlfriend...
I know you're going for Miguel.
Yeah, my girlfriend kind of really likes Trey Songz, so...
Are you a little jealous?
Yeah, she bought the tickets for Miguel, but definitely wanted to see Trey Songz, and I wasn't really aware of that until I realized that Trey Songz was the headliner.
I see. Wait, so Miguel was opening for Trey Songz?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it came on right before him. But honestly, I think Miguel's performance was better.
They're both really, really good. Yeah. And I have a Miguel song. I don't have a Trey Songz song, but Trey Songz song.
Yeah, but I definitely enjoyed watching him. he's a good performer. And yeah, so I wasn't really too familiar with Trey Songz's music until I went to that concert. And I just kind of like, after that, I just kind of really researched his music and just kind of, you know, what kind of music he was about. And that's when I really realized, like, wow, I listened to the lyrics and they were very intense, to say the least.
And also too, it's so great when somebody live has a good voice, because, you know, not trying to go back to country or anything, but Taylor Swift live is totally different than Taylor Swift when she's in a recording studio.
Is she not as good?
No, she's horrible when really? she's in person. I went to a Shania Twain concert years ago and she opened, and I was just like, oh my goodness, from the recording studio to her, live, it's just completely different.
Was she on the up and coming at that point, or was she already a well-established artist?
Well, I heard her live on YouTube when I was doing some research for a song that I was going to use in a movie, and I heard her live and it's just totally bland and there's just nothing there. So I don't know, you know, some artists learn how to get better and work through it, but she was just not good at all. I mean, not it's like good. T-Pain, it's all, you know.
Yeah, T-Pain's definitely a guy who changes the voice.
Mm-hmm. So that's just my opinion, but that's awesome that you saw them together.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was a good experience, and actually yeah, pretty interesting stuff, like all the songs, like obviously the songs like kind of Panty Wetter and Chapter 5 and Simply Amazing. I know the title kind of speaks for itself.
Jeez, Josh, what are you listening to?
I'm sorry, you should listen to the songs. They're good songs, but obviously they're about sex. So
yeah,
I mean, he's all about sex. Like literally everything he sings about is either like trying to impress a girl, or while he's in like having sex, or like, I don't know, it's crazy.
Jeez.
He goes in. Definitely does.
Goodness.
And but yeah, so what are you going to be playing for us for your song, Devin?
I am going to start us off with a song, It's So Beautiful by Music Soul Child, and it's just so, like, his voice is so high and just so sexy in this song. I love it. I love this song. Gosh. So I know. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm going to be playing So Beautiful by Music Soul Child, and then I'll give you a little bit of background about Music Soul Child after.
Tonight, but the rest of your life.
Your life.
Don't you know there's something beautiful?
Beautiful.
Oh, baby, don't you know there's something beautiful? Oh. Baby, don't you know you're so beautiful?
Beautiful.
Oh, baby, don't you know you're so beautiful? Oh.
That was Soul Child, and the song's name was So Beautiful. And what did you think of that, Smith?
That was a great song. I've never heard of this artist before in my life until right now, and I'm blown away by the beat. Everything was amazing. Everything about this song was amazing. His voice, it kind of reminds me of John Legend, but a better John Legend.
It's so
pure.
Pure and high and just talented and just really, really, really great. And I feel like that this song is like a romantic, slow dancing song.
Yeah, I'm definitely... Oh, go ahead.
And I really enjoy it. I really like that song. I listen to it all the time. If I'm in kind of a slow-paced mood, or, you know, if I'm just driving home and it's, you know, foggy outside and, you know... It sounds like I always talk about driving with songs on. I feel like I'm always talking about that, but it's so true. Like, I mean, when it's cold outside, I feel like listening to slower music is kind of what I do. But what did you think about his like high voice? Like, some people don't like it. Some people do. Sometimes it's too high for some people. Like, what did you think?
I thought it was the perfect pitch, and it was very controlled. Whenever he hit those high notes, it was very controlled and it wasn't too much.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just the perfect amount. I have nothing bad to say about the song. Like, honestly, I fell in love with the beat. It was nice, relaxed,
just so talented.
His voice definitely went well with this song.
I totally agree. So, a little bit about music. He was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and is the oldest of 9 children. Can you imagine having 9 brothers and sisters?
Wow, that is. Their parents were pumping out babies. Like,
I know. Is there seriously TV?
That's crazy. Like,
there's no TV, and that's all they would do, have kids.
Hey, maybe people want a career in making babies. I don't know. That's a lot of babies.
I know, 9. And at an early age, music left home and dropped out of school at the age of 17, which is amazing that he's so successful now, and he dropped out when he was 17. And it was during the time when music started to build a reputation for being musically gifted. And like you just said, totally gifted, totally just an amazing singer. And I mean, there's not a lot of people who can sing that high, especially as a guy, and even girls. I mean, girls even have a hard time singing that high. When he started building his reputation, because he was musically gifted, he started with beatboxing for MCs, freestyling and open mic circuits, and scatting at jazz clubs, or, you know, just performing capella. Thank you. And I mean, that's great. So you mean when you're doing capella, you just
acapella.
Thank you. Acapella. To do that, to sing at all, you know, you have to, it's all using your voice. You don't have any music in the background. So to sing that high and to sing with other people is just really, really, really amazing. So he's just a really gifted person. So, you know, look him up, download his songs, you know, you'd be blown away.
So has he been in the, because I've never heard of this artist, has he been in performing for, I mean, well, established artist for a while? Because,
He has 2 platinum albums, 2 gold albums, and 7 hit singles. He received awards from the Billboard, BET, ASCAP and BMI and Soul Train. So like he received a ton of awards and has even platinum albums. So I'm surprised you haven't heard of him, because you're usually into that.
I guess I've been living under a rock.
No, because I mean, I don't know a lot of artists that you know. And then like I'm amazed when you send them over to me, or you're like, hey, listen to this song. And I'm just like, man, why have I never heard of him? And he has so many albums out, right?
Seriously.
Download his stuff. I saw him writing down his name in the song because he wants to download it later.
Yeah, you're not supposed to tell people that.
Oh, sorry.
Kind of keep it on the DO. I can't have people knowing that Blitz has given me tips on music. I'm supposed to be the one giving tips.
That'd be, heaven forbid.
Yeah.
Heaven forbid. So, anything else you want to say about that song?
No, this is just overall great song.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good job.
Thanks.
That's probably the only compliment you'll get this show, though.
I don't know. I have some pretty good songs.
Well, first of all, you did copy me by going to Miguel and playing one of his songs.
No. Yes, because Smooth was actually the person who got me into Miguel.
Wait, say that again?
Smooth was the one that got me into Miguel.
Yeah. Say it again.
No, I'm not saying it.
That's right.
One day after class, my class got canceled, and I saw Smooth walking, and he was like, hey, do you have like a few minutes? I'm like, yeah, sure. And so we went and got lunch or whatever, and we were sitting in his car. I had to do a homework assignment, and he was helping me with it, and he started playing the song. And this, you know, I'm going to play it in a few minutes, but he started playing the song by Miguel, and ever since then, all of his music, just totally love it. So, yep, that's my story.
Miguel's very talented, and like I said earlier, got fortunate enough to see him in concert, and he's really some live. Like, I was really impressed, because, like, especially, I feel like with people who can hit high notes, it's kind of like a hit or miss, because either they can completely control their voice and hitting those high notes, but a lot of, sometimes, especially live, and there are other times where you go to see a person you like live and they just completely suck. Like, they're not on pitch. They just can't control their high notes, and it's just bad. And the one thing that I really like about him as a performer is the fact that he could dance. That man can dance, and he's got swagger. It's pretty cool. I was really impressed, because he doesn't seem like the type that would be able to dance, and he kind of had that rock and roll vibe about him.
Yeah.
And so I was definitely looking forward to see him. And actually, I'm going again on November 19th. He's going to be back at Oracle. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be able to see him again. Again, I'm going with my girlfriend. We're getting tickets to go see Miguel again, because he's kind of our artist. When we first started talking, her and I both became infatuated with this music, and ever since then, he's kind of been established as like our artist. So Miguel's music is definitely means a lot to me. So
that's great. So are you gonna play a song with him now?
Of course.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go ahead and play "Do You" by Miguel.
Okay. And what's the song about?
Well, it's kind of weird, because this song is the chorus goes, "Do you like drugs?" which is kind of weird. And
you know, I love this song, yeah, but this it's kind of stupid that he's talking about drugs, though.
Yeah. It's kind of weird, like a mixed signal message, but
so really quick before we play your song, I want to just give a little bit of a shout out. So, 1 second. About something coming up that's really important at Dominican. So here we go. The time has arrived. Soul Candy 9, a talent show on steroids. Come out and watch students perform killer music, rap, poetry, dance, and cutting edge performers that will knock your socks off. It will be held at Dominican University on Wednesday, October 23rd from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. in Angelico Hall. Remember, Soul Candy in Angelico at 7 p.m. So come and watch Soul Candy. It's amazing, with really awesome performers. So if you are into the looking at new people that you don't see every day with some amazing talent. Come out and see it at Dominican University. It's going to be great. It's amazing the talent that people have that's kind of hidden behind doors. So back to you, Smooth.
Thanks, Blitz. But yeah, so thanks for that. That was pretty interesting, actually. I might have to go check that out, because definitely people who are underground and just kind of up and coming, there's a lot of talent out there, and it's kind of sad that people don't really get recognition for it and just kind of discovered, because there's definitely a lot of talent out there.
Like, yeah, and there's some amazing people at Dominican that you never would think would, you know, rap or do some amazing poetry or dance or whatever else. And like you would never know unless you go to this, it's like a talent show on steroids, like I said.
Yeah, it's definitely like last week I did my segment, I brought up IMSU, and it's kind of crazy how he got discovered, and he was such a local guy. Like he went to Cal State East Bay, that's literally across the bay from us, like, you know, and he went to Pinole Valley High School.
That's right next to my house, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's literally like 2 miles from my house.
Interesting. But yeah, you know, that whole thing is just kind of amazing to me, that someone that becomes so famous is literally can be right around the block from here, you know.
Yeah, but, definitely.
Without further ado, Do You by Miguel.
Do you like drugs? Have you ever felt alone? Do you still
Do You by Miguel. Seriously, amazing artist. I really enjoy his music. And like I said, I'm going to be fortunate enough to go and see his concert, watch him perform with, actually, he's on tour with Drake and Future right now. And actually, I was researching that, and I found out that Drake and Future are actually having some problems right now. They've been disputing, and they've been having problems, and that's definitely not good when you're on tour, you know, for so long together.
Yeah, that's not good.
But hopefully they hash things out by the time they get here, come to Oracle, because I'm trying to see them and not see a fight break out in the middle of a concert.
Yeah, right? That'd be horrible.
Yeah, but...
So that happened? There's a fight?
No, they're not fighting physically. It's just they're having a lot of disputes, like arguments. They're just not agreeing on a lot of things.
Oh, well, I hope that's worked out by the time they come.
Seriously, because I really don't want to see fights. I want to see
raw. You want to see music.
Yeah, I want to see raw music. Good music.
But I agree.
Anyway. So, a little bit of background on Miguel. His full name is Miguel Jeantel Pimentel. Born cool. October 23rd. Actually, it's his birthday tomorrow. He'll be 28 years old. He was born in 1985.
He's young.
Very young. So he signed to Jive Records in 2007 and released his debut album in November of 2010 called All I Want Is You. And yeah, I mean, he's been on the up and coming. I would still consider him an up and coming artist.
Yeah, he's not like Drake. Like Drake basically just kind of, all of a sudden he just kind of bursted, didn't he? Like it was everywhere. Everything, all of it, you know, all over Instagram, there's pictures, you know, how they have those like excerpts of, you know, funny things.
Yeah.
He was like all over Instagram. All of a sudden he was all over the radio on Pandora. I was listening to Drake Radio and it's just, you know, whole bunch of songs. And even on the radio, when just listening to the regular radio, his songs would come on quite frequently.
Yeah. Like
once he just did this new album.
He's got a lot of hits. That's what he is. He knows how to make hits. And he's always good on chorus.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been featured on chorus in songs. So, yeah. But so after there were some issues with Jive Records, so he left in 2011 and he moved to RCA Records and released his second album last year, Kaleidoscope Dream, which is the album that he was promoting when I saw him. And it was amazing. He's the complete performer and he was amazing. Like he sounded even better live, and that's really difficult to do, as we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, no, it's very difficult to sound the same way live than it is, you know, if you're in a recording studio and you have all those buttons to make your voice sound different.
Yeah,
so.
And I feel like if I were an artist, it'd be really easy to do that, like to kind of just give in and do that kind of stuff because you want to put your voice as best as possible, obviously.
But well, yeah, I mean, if you're gonna have an album, then of course you want your voice to be crisp, but you also want to have the talent on stage to be able to sing crisply.
I wouldn't want to mess with my voice and distort it to the extent of having to perform live and not sound the same. And obviously, because artists make a lot of money off tours and stuff. So, mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to go around the first time, do your tour and have people say negative things about you when you came to perform for them. And they, I mean,
yeah, because that kills the business.
Yeah,
that kills,
exactly.
You know,
eventually when you come around the second time to promote your next album or something like that, it'll obviously, you'll lose ticket sales there.
Yeah, I completely agree.
But so you're listening to Smash Beats Radio here with Smooth and Blitz, just entering our second hour roughly.
Hope we're about you guys 5 minutes in.
Yeah, hope you guys are enjoying listening to our R&B soul segment. What do you have for us, Blitz?
I'm also going to do a Miguel song since you started with Miguel. So I am going to be playing Adorn, which is also a popular song by Miguel, and you would just play Do You, and I'm going to be playing Adorn, and I think they're pretty much on the same level of popularity. What do you think?
Yeah, well, Adorn, I heard first, was one of his first songs that he came out that really kind of put him on the map, and Do You kind of
came after,
yeah, because it was in the Kaleidoscope Dream album, and but definitely Adorn was the first big hit he had, and it's a great song.
And this song is only 2 minutes and 27 seconds, so it's a very short song. I wish it was longer, but this is another one of my favorite songs, especially, you know, to listen to, like I said, on a rainy day, or, you know, yeah, it's just, you know, a good song. So here we go, Adorn by Miguel. Enjoy. And that was Adorn by Miguel. And that's one of my, like I said, another one of my favorite songs. And some fun facts about, more fun facts about Miguel, since Josh already said a few. He originally actually wanted to be a dancer. As a young child, Miguel's dreams were to be a dancer. However, at the age of 13, Miguel decided to pursue a career in music instead.
That is interesting. Well, that actually explains why he is such a good dancer.
Yes, that does explain that. And also, too, you said that there was issues with his previous record,
Drive.
Yeah. And he actually was sued by his original record label. So, and then he moved on. After recording his debut album, his first record label, Black Ice, sued for breach of contract. Miguel reportedly left Black Ice after deciding he wanted to change the sound and image he had created with them.
I mean, I guess that kind of makes sense. I mean, if I created a certain image and it wasn't really getting me anywhere, because I feel like once he went with Jive, his career kind of took off. So whatever image that he switched to, which is it's definitely, I mean, it worked for him.
Yeah. And also, too, he actually knows how to play guitar, and, you know, you only usually hear vocals, so he can play the guitar, which is really, really cool.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to see that, but yeah, it's an interesting fact.
And he's actually, I've never seen him in person, but I heard he's really, really small. He's only 5'7", and I think they said it was he's 135 pounds. So he's littler
That's
than
weird.
You.
Yeah, littler.
Littler.
Smaller.
Great
smaller
grammar.
Than me. Yeah. That's interesting. He didn't seem that small when I saw him.
Yeah, he's pretty small. But anyways, that's another one of my favorite songs. Great song, Adorn, along with Do You. So
yes, as a side note, that's pretty interesting. Well, he definitely doesn't sing like like a little person. Mm-hmm. He's definitely got the voice. But kind of adding to your fun facts, he actually this past year at the Billboard Music Awards, he actually landed on a girl's head while he was jumping, because he's very the acrobatic type. Mm-hmm. When he performs, and he likes to jump around and just go crazy, you know. He has fun with it, and I mean, I would too. But he was jumping from one stage to the next, and I guess he miscalculated his jump and completely crushed this lady's head. So,
oh, poor thing.
Yeah, but the funny thing, because I actually saw it, and the funny thing was he kind of tried to play it off, and he just jumped, landed on the lady's head, and kind of just the people around that the lady were looking at, obviously tending to the lady whose head got crushed. But he kind of just played it off and grabbed one of the ladies next to the person who got hit and kind of just started grabbing her and singing. She just kind of, at first she was obviously tending to the person who got hit, and as soon as Miguel grabbed her, she just completely forgot and got all happy and just started hugging him and singing along with him. So
that's good.
Yeah, well, not good, because
I mean it's good that he did that, but not because
I thought that was funny, because he really tried and played it off, and I mean, in a sense it worked, but he just got completely ragged on by the media, and just apparently the lady who got crushed on, she had brain damage because of that.
That's so sad.
So yeah, pretty unfortunate.
Yeah, he's definitely like, he jumps around a lot at his concerts.
Yeah, he's a very acrobatic person.
Mm-hmm. And did you also? I have one more fact that I forgot to say. He's actually Mexican and African American.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Did.
Yeah, so he's representing I'm Mexican, so he's representing my people.
Your people? I was gonna say you're not black.
No, definitely not. I'm not black. No, this is correct.
Blonde moment. Okay, so what are you gonna be doing next?
Well, wanted to remind people that they're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. They're listening to Smooth and Blitz doing our segment on R&B and soul for today's episode. I'm gonna switch it over to a very, very known artist. His name is Usher.
Oh my goodness.
Completely successful man.
My boyfriend Usher.
He has been in the industry for quite a while, and what a career he has had. 35 years old and still going strong. Still going strong.
And he was the one that discovered Justin Bieber.
He did.
I kind of wish
he didn't, because the whole Justin Bieber craze is just completely ridiculous.
I'm so glad we're on the same page.
I guess girls just completely drooled over him when he got big, and he just kind of grew up and became a rebel. You know what I think? That people are just completely undermining, now that I think about it. He did the same thing that Miley Cyrus did.
Yeah, pretty much. He was like this good kid, and now he's peeing in buckets and thinking he's super cocky.
Yeah,
have you seen
smoking,
that? Have you
smoking
seen that video?
Weed and just getting all pointless tattoos.
I know. Everywhere.
Seriously.
All over.
Like, he got Selena Gomez's face tatted on him.
No way.
Yes, it's completely ridiculous.
Ew, that's just wrong. Everybody out there, don't tattoo anybody's name, face, or anything like that. If you're dating them or if you're married to them, it doesn't matter, because that can change.
I actually heard that's bad luck to tattoo a name or something like that of your significant other. It's bad luck.
I don't know about all that, but
I'm very superstitious.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm like, yeah, I'm not. But yeah, so don't ever do that. It's a bad idea. I'm not saying I did it or anything, but I'm just saying don't do it. So what are you going to be playing for us, Smooth?
Well, I thought I'd go ahead and play the song Climax.
Oh, geez.
That song is great.
I love it.
Great, great song. And so, yeah, I've always been a fan of Usher. He's definitely got
How can you not be a fan of Usher?
This man is, like, the most successful guy. I'm actually really sad because I wanted to see him in concert, and I still have yet to do that. That's probably one of the people I've always wanted to see in concert and just haven't had the chance to do it.
Did you see him at the Super Bowl? Not too long. I don't think it was the last one, but the time before that.
No, I don't. And if I did, I don't remember.
He was there, and he was wearing all white, and he, like, came out of the sky, and it was just breathtaking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Trying to contain yourself here.
I'm trying. I'm trying. It's difficult.
I'm going to play Climax by Usher. So, hope you guys enjoy it.
Go right nowhere fast, we've reached the climax. We're together, now we're undone. Won't commit, so we choose to run away. Do we separate? Oh, I give it its all, we both gave up. Can't take it back, it's too late. Somehow, feet off the ground. Love is the glove that keeps raining down. Where are you now when I need you around? I'm on my knees, but it seems we're together, now we're undone. Won't commit, so we choose to run away. Do we separate? Oh, don't I give it its all, we both gave up. Can't take it back, it's too late. We reached the climax. I gave my best, it wasn't enough. You get upset, we argue too much. We made a mess of what it used to be, love. So why do I care? I care at all.
Climax by Usher. What'd you think?
I really, really like that song. a lot, and I forgot about it until you played it. It's just, oh my goodness, I love Usher.
Yeah, he definitely is a great artist. So a little bit about him. I mean, I think his career speaks for himself because, man, this guy knows how to make hits.
Yes, he does.
So Usher was born Usher Raymond the IV on October 14th, 1978. He rose to fame in the late 1990s with the release of his second album, My Way, which spawned his first Billboard Hot 100 number one hit, Nice and Slow. Again, another guy who can make both, which is very rare with an artist. He can make both the hits, the upbeat hits, as well as the slow hits. I think once when he was up and coming, he kind of focused on the slow hits, the slow jams kind of thing. And man, he is good
at
that.
What about the song Yeah?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He knew how to... Well, as his career progressed, he kind of started coming up with more upbeat songs. Mm-hmm. You know, like even now with Climax, it's still a slower song, but it's still an upbeat song at the same time. But yeah, I think that's probably one of the number one songs that have really helped, or not helped me, but
it's, you know, timeless.
Just, seriously, man, that song, you can listen to it anywhere, anytime, and it's just, that's a hit.
It was actually funny, funny story about the song Yeah. One of my best friends growing up, we both did hip hop, and so we did a song to that and my mom didn't really know because it was just kind of like a thing we did by ourselves, and it wasn't like performed or anything. And one year I went to one year we were driving in the car and we were in Seattle, and the song came on, and the song came on, my mom was about to change it. I'm like, no, don't change it. And I knew every single solitary word to that song. And she was like, Devin, because you know how, is it Ludacris that breaks out?
Yeah.
And I like knew the whole rap and everything. She was just like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe, I can't believe you know this whole song. And what, I'm like 13 or 14 years old. And I was like singing the song. She goes, don't sing it, because it kind of talks dirty a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. And also Lil Jon was in that one. But definitely the focus was on Usher and Ludacris in that one. Great, great song. Like I said, like you said, a timeless hit.
Mm-hmm.
But I was actually contemplating between playing this song and Confessions Part 2. Have you heard that song?
That is so funny, because I was actually going to play that song, but then I decided against it because I like this other one that I'm going to be playing later.
Yeah, that song's definitely a great, great song, and it's got that slow beat that really makes it R&B.
Do you know why it's Part 2?
Well, there's actually Part 1. But I kind of don't really like Part 1.
I know, but it's weird that there's like, they split the song. I feel like that's super weird. Have you ever seen an artist do that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's done it too. I'm pretty sure there's Love in This Club Part 2.
Oh. Never heard of
and
that.
And that's a slower song too. I could have played that one too. Like I said, Usher's got too many songs that are just amazing.
He's so great. And he's a great performer too. Seeing him in concert, he's great.
You've seen him?
I have not seen him, but I've seen the Super Bowl, and it was on TV, and it was just ridiculous.
Yeah, definitely. He, like I said, I really want to go see him in concert. So, but I'm sure ticket price is probably super expensive for that.
I'm sure if you want to get up close, it would be expensive. Where do you like? What venue were you thinking?
I don't know. Well, I mean, it's usually wherever he comes when he comes around, you know? It'll probably be around, like, Oracle or Arco in Sacramento.
HP.
If I went, yeah. HP Pavilion in San Jose.
Yeah. That's where I used to go, because I used to live in San Jose. That's where I graduated high school from. And we'd always, you know, everybody comes to the HP Pavilion because it's such a huge venue, and the Sharks play there. And you know, I've seen several, usually, you know, that was the place to go, because there wasn't a big venue other than San Francisco to go to. So that's where I would go.
Yeah. We'll just see. I mean, I'm sure right now he's in the process of coming up with some new for us, because every time you think he's gone away, he just comes back stronger.
I know.
It's like once you think you forget about him, he just comes out with an album or a song that's just
baller,
a hit.
Was about, oh my gosh, Oh my God.
Oh, I wasn't really too fond of that song, personally. It's too mainstream for me.
Okay.
But yeah,
but it's not horrible.
No, it's not. It's not a horrible song. Like I said, I mean, that man knows how to make a hit, but it wasn't my cup of tea per se.
Yeah, I really like all of his music. There's only a select few that are just kind of eh. But overall, he has, you know, he has a great voice.
Yeah, like the song My Boo with Alicia Keys. They make a great duo.
Alicia Keys is just...
She's
stunning, baller. And she's just awesome.
Oh, I forgot about her. I should have played a song by her.
I know. Why didn't you do that?
I don't know. Why didn't you do that?
I don't know. I didn't think about it.
Don't point fingers at me.
Okay.
But yeah, so his last... He's released 6 studio albums, and his last one, Raymond vs. Raymond, became the 3rd consecutive album to debut at number 1 on the U.S. Billboard 200 chart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Hey, this man has made many, many accomplishments.
Yeah, he's
and,
awesome.
I still think his career is still young, only 35 years old, and it's not like an athlete's career where only go to like 30-something and you're done. You can make music forever.
There's only like a select few that have been in the MLB that are over 40.
Yeah.
I mean, once you hit 40, you don't go very much further than that.
I think once you hit 35 is when you're kind of in other sports. I mean, baseball is kind of like that slower paced sport, but
Yeah, so. Football, you're in your late 20s, right?
You can go to like 30. Like I said, 35 is probably like max, man. You're like, you're really pushing it unless you've had a hell of a career and you're just getting, you know, people are signing you just essentially for the name.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so back to the music. Usher, great artist. So I think I'll hand it back to you and see what you have for us.
So I saw this movie, and you guys are all going to know what movie it is. Think Like a Man. Have you seen it?
I have not seen it. I've actually wanted to see that movie. That's a movie with Kevin Hart, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
beautiful people.
Yes. What's her name? Oh my God, I'm obsessed with her. Oh.
Okay. Well, while you're thinking of it, the song I'm going to be playing is Tonight, and then in quotes is Best You Ever Had, but it's by John Legend, and Ludacris is actually has a part in it. And this song is just oh my goodness. I just think it just gives me chills every single time I hear it. So I hope you enjoy it. And I'm going to talk a little bit about John Legend after this, but enjoy the song.
All right. Ain't this what you came for? Don't you wish you came more? Girl, what you playing for? Come on, let me kiss that. Ooh, I know you missed that. What's wrong? Let me fix that. Twist that. Baby, tonight's the night let you know. Baby, tonight's the night we lose control. Baby, tonight you need that. Tonight, believe that. Tonight I'll be the best you ever had. I don't wanna brag that I'll be the best you ever. Till you're blowing cigarette smoke and now the bed's broke. So what we gonna do now? Round 2 now. Work it out, then we cool down. Cool down. Baby, tonight's the night I let you know. Baby, tonight's the night we lose control. Baby, tonight you need that. Tonight, believe.
light skin love ever.
Best you ever.
Listen, you ain't even gotta text me. Nope. Knowing me and you got that mental telepathy, meet me up at the spot, I'll be sending over the chauffeur. Rich nigga bread, stay popping up like a toaster. Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather. Except when I make it storm. Sex in the greatest form, then hibernate under my body. And yep, I keep you warm and in a chinchilla. She know I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. Then throw you on the grill, that's 'cause 7 days a week you're my 5-course
baby,
meal for real.
Was Tonight by an amazing artist who I love, John Legend. He did the song, and oh my goodness, for some reason I just keep thinking about, like, in the movie when the song started to play. It played out throughout the entire movie, but when it played, he surprised her with a bottle of wine. And it was her favorite kind of wine, and he knew. I don't know how he knew, but she thought he was this, like, lower class, you know, guy and couldn't go up to her standards, making, what was it, like, 6 figures or something like that. And he surprises her with this, like, really amazing bottle of wine, and then he takes her out to the balcony looking all over New York City. And there was a table with a whole bunch of candles everywhere, and it was just super romantic. And then this song played, and I was just like, oh my goodness, how adorable. So something I would want to happen to me. So that's where I got that song from. It's actually from the movie. So
I have mixed feelings about this song.
Of course you do.
Well, I mean, the beat's cool, but I don't know. Like, his voice is, it's a catchy song for sure. But I don't know. I wouldn't have this song on my iPod, let's say.
I really like the beat, and I just feel like it's just a super romantic.
I could see
song.
That.
It's just my, that. You know, the chick in me. Like, I just.
I could see that.
I love it.
Going back to that movie, Think Like a Man. I remembered who the beautiful, gorgeous woman is. Her name is Megan Good.
You forget what she was.
No, her name is. I don't know how I forgot, honestly.
I don't know how you forgot. She's drop-dead gorgeous.
Seriously, man. Megan Good. And definitely one of the best comedians out there right now, Kevin Hart. It's just hilarious.
There was a bunch of really, really, really great people. Kevin Hart, Megan Good, Michael Ealy, Gabriella Union.
She's pretty as well.
Gabriella Union is gorgeous. What other movies is she in? I can't think of any other movies, but I just saw a movie with her in it as well. And I think her, how you say it, is Tara G. Henson. Chris Brown was in it, but he played a total a-hole in it.
Did he really?
Yes. Well, of course, because he is one.
He's just different. I mean, like, he's a character for sure, but I don't... he makes good music.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that he hit a woman is just horrible. This is horrific. And since then, you know, everybody has started to, like, hate him because of the violence and everything else. I mean, he's had so many DUIs and so many, you know, different things wrong. Okay, great, he's a good dancer. Okay, great, he makes good music. But as a person, he's just not a good person. So, I mean, who hits a woman? I mean,
definitely don't agree with that. That's some you just don't do. And I mean, I was always raised to respect women in every aspect, and just to hear that, because I mean, I wasn't like the biggest Chris Brown fan, but Yeah, it's just kind of sucked to hear, especially someone like Rihanna of high class, or, you know, an A-list celebrity like that getting treated like that. You know, she didn't deserve that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, like we were saying earlier, how Miley Cyrus got, you know, she went from being this really good girl, clean music, Hannah Montana, to becoming, you know, almost bald and wearing skimpy outfits and singing crazy songs and being naked in videos and all of that. I mean, Chris Brown, I mean, he went from like being like, you know, a young girls were like, oh, he's so cute.
He was like a Trey Songz in a way.
Exactly. But going to Rihanna, Rihanna was just like this beautiful woman, long hair.
She still is beautiful.
She is beautiful, but she changed a lot. She cut her hair all weird. Then she started getting crazy and doing all these different colors. And then, you know, she started, you know, smoking in her videos. And I mean, I just think that she's, you know, I think fame really changes people.
Well, not necessarily that. I just think that, I mean, obviously you see these people at a young age. Like Chris Brown started his career at a very young age, right? Same with Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber. And the thing that kind of people don't really understand, or I feel, because I actually watched a documentary on MTV about Miley Cyrus, mm-hmm. Kind of her explaining herself per se, but I think it's understandable.
Like, yeah, but I mean, her boyfriend broke up with her because of how crazy she got. She was getting married. They were engaged, actually. So it was her fiance. And they broke up because she's like, I can't deal with this anymore.
I'm not saying it's acceptable. I just say I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
With Miley Cyrus, kind of, you know, you saw her at such a young age. And
I watched her shows.
Yeah, I'm guilty. Hannah Montana, you know, that whole thing. And it's just kind of, she had to outgrow it eventually, you know, mm-hmm. and people just have that perception of her being that little girl. Mm-hmm. And obviously at any point, you know, I was kind of, I was in a class actually, and we were talking about that, and someone brought up, you know, if Lady Gaga started her career at a young age and she is what she is now, we would definitely see her as the number one target, you know what I'm saying?
Like, she's always been weird,
but you don't know that. See, we didn't get to
do you see her outfits?
Yeah, but that's now, you know what I'm saying? Like, when she was younger, maybe she wasn't like that. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe she was
a good girl.
You know, Miley Cyrus, we saw her at a very, very young age. She basically grew up right in front of our eyes. And something I kind of realized was Miley Cyrus was kind of America's child.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think she was titled that as well.
Yeah, I mean, and it makes sense because she was, you know, a big star, and her dad being as successful as he was when he was an artist, and, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of watching that transformation. And I mean, I don't blame her, because I don't think it's acceptable either, but I don't blame her for, you know, kind of rebelling and being how she is, because in a way she represents America. Because, I mean, if you think about it, all the stuff that's coming out now and in media and all that, kind of, she's just kind of abiding by that, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree partially, but I also think that you're gonna have kids one day and they're gonna be looking at this and they're gonna be like, wow, my mom was a total slut. I mean, what else is there to, you know, say other than that? And, you know, my mom was dancing on poles and you know, wearing skimpy outfits and having my butt show off in front of crowds and shaking it and, you know, doing random things with Robin Thicke. I mean, if you look at that, I mean, it's just not appropriate. And I think in anybody's eyes, I mean, you know, the publicity, everybody loves it because they joke about it, but it's not something that you're going to want to have on the internet for later.
But hey, that's the lifestyle.
Think about it. That's, I mean, the lifestyle. It's true. It really is.
Her kids aren't going to be normal kids.
Yeah.
They're going to have their life set for them. She makes millions,
mm-hmm.
you know. So their kids are going to be, you know.
I think they said that she's worth $80 million.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Exactly. Like,
so,
you know, like, that's just how it is, you know. I mean, like I said, she's America's child. And we watched her grow up right in front of our eyes. And what shocks me is that people kind of... I mean, society, you know, us as adolescents, we are pretty rebellious and we do pretty crazy things, you know, especially in our generation.
Mm-hmm.
And for her to do that, I just don't understand why she's getting scrutinized for it.
Yeah, I mean, my high school class, we had, you know, our class was class of 2012, and already when we were sophomores, my whole class was voted worst class in 20 years. So, and the class before that was worst class in 21 years. And, you know, I felt like after the grade above me graduated, my whole, you know, class and people my age just kind of, I mean, there was drugs, there was sex, there was tons of alcohol, and it was just, it totally, our generation was totally different than the generation before us, like our parents. Don't you agree?
Yeah, definitely agree. I mean, like I said, with media being, we literally are the first generation to have to deal with media, and it just completely changes the game, honestly.
I mean, I don't think we're the first about media, but I think we just have so much more technology that people are more in the know now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like information and just things that happen get around quickly, you know, especially and with celebrities, you know, they're role models to some people.
They have a lot of pressure on them too. I mean, you know, I know a few celebrities myself, and, you know, briefly, you know, through friends or whatever, and, you know, people don't realize actually what they go through, how much they have to hide, how much they, you know, you need to be undercover in certain forms, and, you know, people really don't know, you know, they have to have a coordinator for outfits, because, you know, if they wear the wrong thing one day, then it's going to be in the news for the next, you know, year. So, I mean, there's a lot that goes into being famous, and, you know, I give them, you know, props for, you know, being talented and everything else, but at the same time, you know, you have to just be super careful and not, you know, go overboard.
Yeah. Well, that was our little side note, whole big side note.
Sorry.
It's all good. We went off in a tangent. I mean, it's definitely relevant because music and media and society all coincide together.
I totally agree.
Because, like, if you see your favorite artist wearing a certain thing, you know, a certain item of clothing and all that, it really affects their fans. You know, they see them with it, so they're going to be like, oh, I need to listen to it. You know, I need to get that.
And I think that celebrities also, you know, if a celebrity is wearing a rainbow hat, then, you know, companies start making rainbow hats because that celebrity, you know, wore it. So I think that, you know, that's where our trends come from, and especially artists. I mean, you see an artist wearing a Louis Vuitton, you know, shoes or belt or whatever on stage, then of course you're going to want that as well. So
yeah, and like I said, that ties in with media as well, because the media is essentially paying them to wear these things to promote their brands. And I mean, obviously it serves its purpose because kids are going out and buying that stuff, you know?
Yeah, and even on the red carpet, you know, they interview you. What are you wearing today? Oh, I'm wearing a Vera Wang dress, and she specially designed this for me. And, you know, that's, you know, when Vera Wang's name gets out, well, what do you want your wedding dress to be? A Vera Wang, or have your bridesmaid dresses be Vera Wang, because that's what is the quote-unquote in thing to wear.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I don't know about guys, but girls, definitely, that's how their brain is thinking.
Definitely, definitely. I agree with that.
So now, going back to our music, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu with Blitz and Smooth, and this is Smash Beats Radio on Penguin Radio. So what are you going to be playing for us, Smooth?
So on this segment, I wanted to kind of veer off and... because this artist has definitely got a different style in terms of R&B. And so, well, actually, I just think in general music, it's not the most mainstream type music, but he's definitely on the rise. The Weeknd is on the rise, definitely an up-and-coming star. So, and his career, he's very young, only 23 years old. So he's got a very, very lengthy career ahead of him. So the song I'll be playing is called Wicked Games. So hope you guys enjoy it.
And she'll never know that
Was Wicked Games by The Weeknd. Again, The Weeknd is a very different artist. He doesn't really have the same sound as a lot of artists out there right now. What'd you think?
Very different. Very different from the other songs we were playing today. I feel as though he is very talented, and it's kind of like a Rocky meets soul.
Exactly. And he's got a good voice. Although the downside to this, again, like we were talking earlier, he doesn't sound good live, I heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, but
Yeah, so, I mean, my girlfriend actually had the opportunity to go see him. He was at the Greek Theater in Berkeley last month, September 13th, and she got to go see him, and she said it was amazing. Again, I think he did perform, which is weird. Like, the weird thing is that I think he did perform well. She told me, she was telling me he performed well, but I've also heard from other people that he sucks.
You know, good days, bad days, or more coaching on stage.
Yeah.
You know how people, you know, they get coaches to, you know, be able to guide people on stage, because sometimes they don't know how to act on stage or how to, you know, sing well through a microphone rather than in a studio. So sometimes they do.
Yeah, definitely.
Get coaches so they sound better and they, you know, can get more money for doing more shows.
Yeah. But, I mean, hey, if he's improving, that's a good thing. I mean, I would think, personally, if I were an up-and-coming artist and I was kind of shy, you know, I would definitely shy away from the performance scent. It would definitely be hard, you know, at first, but it sounds like he's improving. So, hopefully, I mean, like I said, I personally started hearing about it like a year and a half ago. So he was on this. The first time I heard him was on a song called Next with Drake.
Oh, okay.
And that was about a year and a half ago, like towards the end of my senior year of high school. And yeah, at first I wasn't too sure about him. I just liked Drake's part because he does do well in obviously he's a good artist. Anything he's on, he usually does pretty well. But I was kind of iffy about The Weeknd, and about last year around this time as well, I started really researching him because he came out with an album, and I actually really liked his stuff. I like this song, Rolling Stones. He came out with a song with Drake again around this time last year called The Zone. It was a great song. I was actually thinking about playing it, but it was a bit long. So if you guys have a chance to listen to The Zone, The Weeknd featuring Drake, I advise you guys to do that because it's a great song.
Yeah, this is the first time I've heard about The Weeknd. Now, is it just... It's a band, right? So it's not just
one person.
It's one person. Yes. So it's just, okay.
It's just that guy singing.
So, you know, I was thinking that because usually The Weeknd is like more, you know, that sounds like there'd be multiple people. But yeah, I really liked it. I mean, great instrumentals, a little different from what we were listening to, but overall, I think it was a really good song.
Yeah. So a little bit of background about him. His name is Abel Tesfaye. He was born February 16th, 1990. As I said, he's currently 23 years old, so big, lengthy career ahead of him with a bright, bright future. He was born in Scarborough, Ontario, Canada, and in late 2010, he uploaded several songs to YouTube under the name The Weeknd, though his identity was unknown, like I said, so late 2010. It took him a while to get known, you know, but once he got known on YouTube, it just kind of took off from there. He released 3 9-track mixtapes. House of Balloons, Thursday, and Echo of Silence were of the top mixtapes, and they were critically acclaimed. In 2012, he released a compilation album called Trilogy, consisting of remastered versions of the mixtape material and 3 additional songs. It was released under Republic Records and his own label, XO. And this year, he released his debut studio album, Kissland, which is the album he was promoting when he was on tour, and my girlfriend saw him last month. It was supported by the singles Kissland and Live For. He's received praise from several music publications, including Pitchfork, MTV, BET, Rolling Stone, XXL, and The Source. MTV's John Norris dubbed him the songbird of his generation and best musical talent since Michael Jackson, which is actually, that's saying something.
Yeah, since Michael Jackson, one of the best artists of all time. That's great.
I think arguably Michael Jackson is the best of all time.
I agree with you. I Michael Jackson's just so talented. We should have a segment of all Michael Jackson music.
Well, we definitely will, but we can't tell when it will be. But
it'll be soon.
Definitely.
Listeners, it'll be soon.
Definitely be soon. But yeah, so The Weeknd, very new artist, very young, up and coming. still, I mean, like I said, people are already viewing him as a very talented. I mean, maybe, who knows, maybe he'll be the Usher of his career, of this generation.
That'd be awesome. Because, yeah, he's really young. He's 23. Yeah,
23 years old. I mean, he's got a very, not only a music career ahead of him, but a whole life ahead of him. And he's already made some great, great music.
I agree. So that was a great song.
Thanks. Thanks.
I really enjoyed that. So we're about out of time here. It was great having this segment. I really love this kind of music. Again, another one of my favorite types of music. And Smooth said that it was his probably second favorite.
Yeah, I would say. So if I had to go to slow music, well, actually, no, I think in general, I would probably go hip-hop, rap, then R&B, soul.
Yeah, so, I mean, in our top lists, definitely. But next time, you are going to be listening to, well, I can't tell you, but it's going to be a great next segment. So you're listening to radio.dominican.edu here with Smooth, and I'm Blitz. And thank you so much for listening. Catch our show on Tuesdays from noon to 2. And every show, we're doing a different segment, different genre. So listen in. And thank you so much for listening today.